أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا السماء سقفا محفوظا وهم عن آياتها معرضون. وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر كل في فلك يسبحون. Yesterday we began to speak about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe, which indicates not only the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا, and we had made the skies a roof which has been protected. وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرِضُونَ, and yet mankind turns away from the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the skies being protected. One is, when one looks at the creation of the sky, without any pillars that support it, that the sky does not require any form of maintenance, that is one form of protection that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created within the sky. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sky as a protection also from shaitan and all the other shayateen, the napal chinnat, from going up and listening to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the command and the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the sky. Now when one looks at the ayats of the Qur'an al-Kareem, وَكَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complains about man, that how many a sign that man passes through the skies and the earth, yet man turns away from these signs, and when man does not acknowledge the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these signs. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi in his tafsir has a narration from Ibn Abi Dunya that amongst the Bani Israel, there were various people that worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a complete period of 30 years. In 30 years, they made only the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst them was a young person also that completed this 30-year period of the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. After completing that 30-year period, when this youngster comes out of that ibadat, he finds above him a form of cloud, a type of cloud that created so much of darkness for him that he could not see. He complains to his mother about the situation, and she says to him, my son, perhaps in that 30-year period you had been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says to his mother that, my mother, I was not aware of any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that period of time. So then she says, perhaps you had made the intention of disobedience. He says that I cannot remember any intention of disobedience of Allah. Then she asked him, and she said to him, that it is perhaps that you look towards the sky and you did not remember the greatness of Allah. That he said, definitely I had done. So she attributed that darkness to this fact, that you looked at this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet you do not acknowledge the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We all need to ask ourselves, how much do we pass by the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much do we acknowledge the greatness of Allah? If we cannot acknowledge the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, we cannot appreciate the greatness, or we cannot realize the greatness of Allah. At least say Alhamdulillah, or at least say Allahu Akbar with our tongues, so that that has a positive effect within our hearts. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had created the sky, who had created the night and the day. And here again in other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of the night and the day, that the night has been a period of time in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created sukoon. Allah has created peace and ease for man, so that man may rest, man may be able to seek comfort, so that he will prepare himself for the following day, the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created ma'asha, so that man may earn his living. And this is also again a very great qudrat of Allah, but at the same time a very great consideration for insan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the darknesses of night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the light of day. But not only do we look at the night and the day, the light and the darkness, but again see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done it, that there is no light that is switched on, there is no light that is switched off, but this is all by the revolving of the earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. Again, look at the perfection and the preciseness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that precision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works, that today the sun will rise at a particular time, and we will find last year on the same day, the same time it had risen, and go back 10 years, go back 100 years, go back a century, and we will find that it was the same, and go forth and go forward, and you will find the same precision in the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creation of Allah. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the moon. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sun that gives light, that gives heat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shows us the precision in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything, the movement of everything. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that each one floats in its orbit. And this again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the great precision of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that everything is in an orbit. The universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the planets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and once again we will find that there is no accident in this orbit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has created. Now again we need to appreciate a very, very important aspect, that the Qur'an Kareem was revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years. At that time when everybody thought that the world was flat, that the sun moves and the world, earth is still, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ Everything is in its orbit. And we show again that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about these aspects, but the most important aspect not only is a lesson of science, but it is a lesson of hidayat, a lesson of appreciating the greatness and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.